On Wednesday, a piece of paper with 134 signatures was delivered to the town clerk's office seeking the recall of Hinsdale's select chair, Bonnie Connor. The reasons stated are incompetence, neglect of duties, and malfeasance due to, but not limited to, the unjust termination of employment of Police Chief Nancy Daniels, Transfer Station Attendant and Custodian Bruce Stetson, and repeated and intentional violations of the open meeting law and overall abuse of power. One of the signees is Jim Sullivan, who has been escorted out of a select board meeting by police at the request of Connor for speaking out.
I don't like my government running ramshackle over the citizenry. You know, we come to these meetings, we have to fight for a voice and an opinion on things that are going on, and, you know, they're very blasé and lackadaisical about their attitude towards the concerns of this town. And they've driven a wedge in our community.
In December 2013, more than 300 people called for Connor to resign. A month earlier, the select board placed then-Police Chief Nancy Daniels on paid administrative leave because she did not have the necessary training to serve as a full-time chief. She says injuries and surgery prevented her from doing so. The select board fired Daniels in January 2014. Since then, town voters approved measures allowing the recall of elected officials. It was signed into law by then-Governor Deval Patrick in October 2014. Connor says the board was following the law when it fired Daniels and that Stetson was fired for not appearing before the board three consecutive times over performance concerns the board had. Two of those meetings have been cited by the Massachusetts Attorney General's Office for violating the open meeting law. Here's Connor.
No actions were taken in either one of those meetings other than to extend to another meeting and give him a third try. And the third try was delivered in hand by a police officer, and he still decided not to come in. So what happened happened.
Connor says the AG's office has recommended the town pay $1,000 to settle the violations, but the board voted 2-1 to appeal the violations Wednesday. Earl Peck, Daniel's fiancé, questioned Connor and Selectman Bill Goddard about whether the town would have to pay for legal counsel even if it loses the appeal.
So it cost us more money,
which
was a mistake, not of the taxpayer, of the board.
That's correct.
That's correct.
So you guys can just screw up and it comes out of our pocket.
Yep.
Sweet.
Bruce Marshall, a selectman of nearly three decades, voted not to appeal the violations. According to the town's recall law, upon certification by the Board of Registrars, the town clerk is expected to deliver the petition to the select board. Then, 20% of the town's roughly 1,400 voters would have to sign the petition. Following that, it would have to be delivered to the elected official. If he or she does not resign within 5 days, a recall election would be held. Saying she is trying to fix decades of wrongdoing in town government, Connor refuses to resign if handed the petition.
Because, as far as I'm concerned, I think we've done the right thing, and I think we are doing the right thing. We're trying to comply with the law. This is not a vendetta against somebody. This is not a personality contest. There are state laws and there are laws. Comply with them. If you don't comply with them, then suffer the consequences.
Connor says the vocal minority evident at rowdy town meetings doesn't represent the town of roughly 2,000 people.
And I guess I kind of equate them to spoiled kids. If they don't get it their way, they're not going to stop crying and complaining until they do.
Earl Peck also signed to initiate the recall.
It's time for her to go. She's just costing the town money, and she doesn't care. You can see they don't care. They know that they're making mistakes, and they just keep on making them. And we're paying for it.
Selectman Goddard has said he doesn't plan to run for re-election for his second three-year term in May 2016. Connor is so far unsure.
Right now, it's time for the silent majority to step up and open up their mouths.
Meanwhile, petition signer Jim Sullivan, who has run unsuccessfully for office in the past, says the community spirit has been damaged by the select board.
So yeah, I have political aspirations in this town. I don't plan on going anywhere.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.